This morning, we have a guest joining us here in the studio. We're going to visit today with Brigham Hoyg, Cass County Wellness Coordinator, and we've got Sweetheart Market coming up here very soon. Boy, the new year is just disappearing fast, isn't it? Brigham's in with us this morning. How are you?
Doing well, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. I sure appreciate it. The bummer back during the Christmas season, we lost that holiday market, unfortunately, due to some weather conditions and things. I mean, we lost it the way we wanted it to happen.
Yeah.
We still had some semblance of it, but, you know, we were hoping for better weather and a better opportunity here for the Sweetheart Market, and it looks like hopefully we're going to get
there. Yeah, it does. Weather looks pretty good.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fingers crossed. We never know. Coming up on Saturday, February 11th, mm-hmm. It's noon to 3. And again, this one's at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA like you were planning last time. That's kind
yes.
of exciting.
Yes, we are really excited about that because the Y offers not only space for all of our vendors, but they're going to reserve a gym for free kids activities. So they're going to have bounce house, craft activities, and there's no cost to enter our market. There's no cost to enter the Y for those activities on Saturday.
So folks who are going to come in and maybe let the kids have a little bit of fun while they do their kind of fun, it's no muss, no fuss. You don't have to worry about a payment of fee at the door.
Right, exactly.
During that time frame. So mm-hmm. very good. Well, what's going to happen at the Sweetheart Market then? Do you have a bunch of folks with some pent-up demand because they kind of missed out last time?
I think we do. And we've got a whole lot of vendors. So as you know, we're a farmer's market. So of course, we've got the produce, which we still have this time of year. And that's really going to be focus of Bridgewater Farm. Then we've got our local meats, eggs. We've got our local honey vendor back. But of course, it's Valentine's Day and it's a holiday. People love their treats. So we've got all sorts of baked goods and sweet treats.
Shocking.
Yeah. Yep. In addition to all our craft vendors and in the parking lot, the front parking lot of the Y, Pim's Thai food truck is going to be there.
Very good. So we can get all those cravings taken care of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that a goal or did you even have to work very hard at it for a Sweetheart Market to have a bunch of treats kind of available?
Right. We didn't have to work very hard. I think people just love giving a theme to their treats and love having, you know, new cookie shapes to decorate and things like that. So we've got all sorts of fun stuff.
I know you've got a lot of loyal vendors who stick with you, not just during these off-season markets, but during the season as well.
Yeah.
Do you have some new ones, that folks might not recognize necessarily that are showing up here this time?
Yeah, we do. We do. So we've got one called Unicorn Clouds that does some freeze-dried candy that I think is a fun new offering. We've got Sugar Mama Cookie Co. offering some cookies, as you might imagine. And we've got Silver Valley Craft Corner and Creekside Crystals and Crafts, both new craft vendors that are with us this time.
Do you feel good about the variety you have coming?
Yeah, I do. I think that especially these holiday markets, we really get a strong variety in all categories.
Yeah, okay. Well, very good. So is this going to work out largely the way these have in the past then, too, as far as the structure and how the day will go?
Mm-hmm. It is. One thing to note is that pre-order pickup is actually going to be behind the YMCA. So if you've ever been there, and we'll have volunteers that should be out there helping to direct you as well. But if you pre-order and you don't want to come in, you can simply go behind the YMCA and we've got a pickup back there. Otherwise, lots of folks like to pre-order because they want to be able to count on something, but then they also want to come in to shop. So then they just get the orders when they're in there. So we'll have folks both in the main front entrance and at that back entrance to help with pickups if needed.
Okay, well, you bring up pre-orders. Let's talk about pre-orders. There's still time.
There is. Yes, pre-orders accepted through Thursday the 9th. So the end of the day, the 9th. I often say this, but Miss Nini's Fine Desserts only offers cheesecakes, pies, all her good stuff, pre-order. Now, most vendors offer both pre-ordering and in-person shopping.
All right. So look for those. And pre-ordering, pretty easy.
It is pretty easy. Go to our website. That's www.produceinthepark.atlanticiowa.com. And then from there, scroll down and we'll have links for you to click on with the different vendors that offer pre-ordering.
Okay, very good. So is that also a place folks can get more information about the Sweetheart Market itself?
Yes, absolutely. You'll see a full list of vendors on our website. And yes, just reminders on dates and times and everything.
Okay. Brigham, talk a little bit about setting something like this up. You know, you would think a lot of these vendors are used to the summertime events, especially outdoor type events and things like that, the different fairs and craft opportunities they have. But in putting together something like this, is there competition with other areas maybe doing something similar?
You know, there has been, but we've been kind of a leader in the farmers market space. So there are, you might notice more kind of craft vendor shows, especially like fall, right before Christmas. We see a lot of those. But when it comes to offering local food, we really kind of differentiate ourselves. So we pull a pretty large range of customers and vendors for these holiday markets.
Do you think in some respects, some of the summer activities, the regular things that you do help to lead toward this and give you kind of a loyal base?
Yes, totally. In fact, that's one of the reasons that we started doing it was we got a good following during the summer. Let's keep folks hooked all year and continue to offer what they want. People love having local food and handmade craft items. So, you know, if we're able to do it, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Doing this at a different location like this at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, is that something maybe you kind of consider doing yet, maybe bouncing it around to a few different locations if it's feasible?
Yeah, we might do that. We really do like the community center, but the thing about the Y is our summer market has really become known as not only offering the great local products, but also the activities for people. And so that's really kind of a missing piece of our holiday markets. And that's what we're really excited about trying. So we'll see how it goes. We will be back at the community center for our spring celebration market before Easter. But yeah, if we can, we're excited about this new partnership with the Y.
Well, I think the YMCA has been pretty faithful and loyal in bringing some of their bounce house activities and things to the parks during the summer months and whatever else. It's nice for them to get a home game once in a while.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've been partners for a long time, and that's what we said. They want folks to see what's going on inside their doors. We're a market that cares about community and wellness. They care about the same things. I'm excited about the partnership.
Yeah, well, it just makes sense like that. Mm-hmm. Talk about the, because this isn't the last of these markets we're going to have
before
we get to the summer season again, right?
That's right.
We're going to have another one?
We're going to have another one. And that one is the one that I just briefly mentioned right before Easter. We call that Spring Celebration Market. That's going to be on Thursday, April 6th. And that one will be back at the Cass County Community Center. That'll be 3 to 7 p.m., I should just double down and mention again that this Saturday's market is noon to 3. Mm-hmm. Typically, we've had them in the evening, but we are doing this one over the lunch hour.
And since it's a Saturday, it's a little more flexible hours that way, too. And plus, you know, the kids.
Yeah,
you know, you can drop them off and let them have their fun while you do your shopping, too. It is a nice bonus to have.
Yeah.
A very nice bonus. Yeah. All right. Excellent. Well, you've got a lot of good variety and stuff here. And you know, you talked about some of those different vendors that we'll have here. Some of those are pretty well known and local as well. But some of them come a little distance, don't they?
That's true. Yeah, we do have some that do drive a little ways to come see us, which I think is a great sign. And I think it's a good sign that we see a number of them that choose to come back again and again. So, we've got a good lineup is how I should say it.
Yep, that's right. Good lineup and very loyal. And we talked about the different vendors and things already, too. Mm-hmm. So and they like to see people, too. A lot of these are in-person vendors. They do enjoy. And if you have any questions when you come to something like this, you know, sometimes people will shy away from different things because maybe they're just not familiar. They're not sure how to prepare certain things or what have ask.
Yes.
Right?
That's a huge benefit of these markets, especially with those food vendors. You know, the meat vendors, they have been cooking their meat. So let's talk to them about how they cook these. What this odd cut that I haven't used before? You know, how do I deal with that? Produce, exactly. Yeah.
That's what they're there for. It's the hands-on experience, the face-to-face experience that you get there when you come.
Yep.
Very good. Well, again, that's coming up this Saturday, February 11th, noon to 3 at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. But again, you do have a few days left to do those pre-orders. Give them that information again.
Yes. So pre-order at Producing the Park's website, www.produceinthepark.atlanticiowa.com. Spell it all out. By Thursday, February 9th, end of day. You go to the website, you can just click on the link for the vendors so you can pre-order. And then pre-order pickup is at the market. If you only want to pick up, you don't want to come in, go behind the YMCA. We'll have folks directing you. if you want to come in and shop, just come in the front door and we'll help you find your pre-orders and you can shop a little more.
Okay, very good. And again, some are pre-order only, so make sure you check that out. But many of the vendors are pre-order and also in person, so you get that double opportunity there. Very good. Well, we hope you get a good crowd coming up here this Saturday. Hopefully the weather is nice and folks get a chance to come out and enjoy that event at the YMCA, and I'm sure they'll enjoy being a host as well. Brigham, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Jim.